Stephen A. Smith warns WNBA that rough treatment of Caitlin Clark could provoke Trump to act. By Dylan Gwynn on August 7, 2025. Stephen A. Smith wants you to know that President Trump could use the abusive behavior directed at Caitlin Clark by WNBA players as an excuse to criticize the league, and he is monitoring the situation. The ESPN hot take artist recently revealed Thursday morning that, according to a few people, the president could speak about the rough treatment of the WNBA's only superstar as a way to ingratiate himself with his base. I am not guessing on this, Smith said. I didn't go on my show and just bring it up for no reason. I happen to know a few people who have said this is something that do not be surprised if President Trump speaks on eventually. And if that man decides that this is something that can feed his base, that can ingratiate himself with that kind of audience that is protective of a Caitlin Clark and what she stands for and what she represents, and they come to a conclusion that they believe she is being unfairly treated, that is going to be a problem for the WNBA. The comments come a week after a Wall Street Journal op-ed that argued for government involvement in the WNBA's treatment of Clark due to a violation of her civil rights. Smith opined on that op-ed directly on his podcast and by extension with his comments Thursday morning. He pays attention to this kind of stuff, and this is the kind of stuff that can feed that base, Smith continued. So I'm saying to the WNBA, because I support the WNBA, I want them to succeed, I want all these ladies to get their money, I want them to have their success, I'm just warning them, watch it. Because if he gets involved and that base gets involved, because somehow, some way they embrace victimhood on the part of Caitlin Clark, it could be a problem. Smith is indeed correct that Trump pays attention to this kind of stuff. In context, it does seem odd that he hasn't spoken on the topic more, given his proclivity to wade into the passionate waters of sports debate. However, Caitlin Clark has spent the lion's share of this year either injured or not playing well. In addition, there are all those other issues the president has to worry about. You know, little things, like denuclearizing Iran, fighting to bring peace to Eastern Europe, deporting throngs of illegals, and bringing trillions into our economy through a slew of lucrative trade deals. In that context, it doesn't seem odd that he hasn't opined on Clark. Then again, the president could have looked at Clark's comments during the off-season when she bent the knee to the woke mob by saying she's a beneficiary of white privilege. In addition to giving the credit for building the WNBA to a bunch of women no one has ever heard of, as opposed to correctly giving herself the credit for the league's newfound popularity, and decided that she is not worth defending. Or, he could have decided that the WNBA is too small potatoes of a league for him to spend time on. Either way, President Trump would likely have to be a lot less busy before weighing in on Caitlin Clark.